Well, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, whichever pertains to you. My name's Tobe, and you are listening to Budget Nature Adventures, starring me. Sometimes this show is known as the Dubious Goals Committee, but not today. I'm outside running around, and guess what? It is strangely dark. Local time, it's almost 19:30 local time. It is golden hour, and my intention was to go to Herrenhaven. Now, technically speaking, Herrenhaven closes at dusk. It's not quite dusk yet, but as I was pulling up, Bruce, one of the volunteers, was just leaving, and he was locking up the gate because, well, it's a false dusk. It's very dark. Have I mentioned that? I just heard turkeys. Where are they? Okay, we're going over there. I am in a location near Tranquility Park, in one of my secret mushroom grounds, and we're looking for stuff. It's dark because it's so overcast. There are thick, huge, rainy-looking clouds above me. And that's why it's so dark. But I checked the Weather Channel right before I left, and even though they said it's gonna rain for sure, 100% chance of rain overnight, we should be okay for a while. However, we all know what a bunch of liars those guys are, so I'm working my way up to the secret mushroom grounds, hoping that we can get in and out of here before it starts raining. And did I hear something? I thought I heard raindrops on the leaves, but no, it was just, I just walked over a little stream of water. I'm just paranoid now. I heard turkey gobbles a second ago. Now we just gotta find us some turkeys. Those liars on the Liar Channel also said that there were no wind gusts. It said winds northeast 7 miles per hour. No gusts. Yeah, no gusts, my ass. I just had a gust. I swear to God it was 20 knots or more. That's 22 miles per hour. All right. I'm still working my way up the little creek. Here comes more wind, and I'm still looking for those turkeys. I heard them. Now I want to see them. Yeah, here's another gust. That was, well, not quite 20 knots. But anyway, where are these turkeys? I haven't heard them again. And I'm trying to think, given the time of day and the weather conditions, meaning it's dark, so they probably think it's nighttime. Where are my turkeys gonna be? I'm basically walking up to my secret mushroom grounds, and then I'm gonna loop back around. Oh my God, speaking of mushroom grounds, holy smokes. I'm standing here in a massive gust of wind, even though the Weather Channel said there would be no gusts. And I'm looking down into the creek, and there's a tree that grows right at the edge of the creek, and at the base of the tree, a huge, huge flush of Caprinus mushrooms. There's a couple of hundred of mushrooms down there. Wow. Very common Caprinus, though. I'm not going to bother to try to climb down there and take a picture or anything. Because, well, we find that stuff everywhere. Sure looked good, though, in that big flush. And there was some tracks down there in the mud, too. Mati tracks and Snoodler tracks. And there's a bunny. Hi, Mr. Bun. He thinks I can't see him. He's so tricky. Speaking of bunnies, I just spooked another one. And he spooked me because I didn't see him. He stepped on a stick and the stick broke and it spooked me a little bit. Now it's getting much windier. So much for no gusts. Liars. It's so windy that this tree is creaking. Let's see if we can record it. Oh, of course, now it doesn't want to creak anymore for me. There we go. Yeah, that's a tree trying to fall on me. I'm going to move. And now I'm looking onto the other side of the creek again. And there's a stump over there. It's got coprinus. It's trying to fall off the cliff. But there's a lot of coprinus coming out of the ground around that stump. I wonder if that means there's going to be a bunch of coprinus up here where we always find a huge... Yep, here's some in this big log. Those are just pinning. Those are gonna bloom tomorrow. And this up here is where I would expect to find a load of them. But strangely enough, there aren't any. I hear a squirrel. All right. Now we're in the funny flatlands. This is where I like to look for maitake. And, oh, I should probably also mention that I am looking down into the creek, into the known marmot dens, looking for marmots. I haven't seen any, but if we're expecting rain, I just heard some thunder. If we're expecting rain, then the air pressure is probably dropping, and when we got a pressure drop, all the animals like to hide in their holes. So, probably not going to see any matis, but we're going to walk the entire route just in case. And I'm looking in some mud looking for mati tracks. Okay, I just heard some more thunder. Maybe you can hear it too. I should probably take this time to say that if it begins raining, and it looks like it could cloud burst at any time, then I will have to immediately stop this broadcast, but that won't affect you any. I'll have to run back to my car, and the next thing you'll know is I'll be saying, well, here I am in my car because it started raining and I had to run back. All right, now, right now, I'm in a little area near the creek where I have seen the turkeys congregate. And I'm looking down into their little hiding spot. And there are no turkeys. Okay. So we're gonna loop around and basically head back to the car. We're just turning right around, but we're gonna take a different trail back to the car that will take us by another place where I know that the turkeys are inclined to gather. So we're going to go by there. I see another bun. He's hiding on the forest floor. He looks very camouflaged, but I spotted him anyway. He's a good bun. That's three buns I've seen already. Three buns and no turkeys. All right, I'm back into the maitake area. And sometimes turkeys like to lurk right in here. There's kind of a ditch over here, and they do like to hide in there. And there have been times I've been walking along these trails and I've seen them peeking their heads up at me, like, I don't know, prairie dogs or something. But unfortunately, there are no turkeys. I think I just heard a marmot whistle. That was weird. And I am now feeling raindrops. So we're going to increase our pace just a little bit. And hopefully I won't have to stop broadcasting. There's another bunny, four buns. Hopefully I won't have to stop broadcasting. But it is raining. I can feel drops. I can hear drops hitting the ground all around me. I just heard something else that kind of sounded like another marmot whistle. And it's over there in a marmoty area. So maybe the marmots are warning each other that it's starting to rain. That's what marmots do. That's why they call them whistle pigs. They do whistle, and they use that to warn marmots. And they also use it as a sort of a questioning, what the heck is that thing? And if they get a reaction out of it, they run. If they don't, they know that's cool. Is it raining harder? I don't know. How much more of this can we take? I don't know. We are not very waterproof. in our radio department. Okay. Kind of picking it up. My pace is this. Step, 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 step. I don't want to say I'm walking as fast as I can, but I'm thinking about it. Then again, I don't want to overexert myself, but it's fairly cool, so I'm all right. I don't even think I'm sweating, but we need to move it, move it. And while we're right here, we're going to look for turkeys because this is kind of where I was thinking they'd probably be. And the grass isn't very tall yet, so I should be able to see them unless they're all hunkered down. I've slowed down a little bit. Where's my lurkers? I want to see a turkey. All the turkeys are hiding. I don't know where they are. See, there is some tall grass in here, though, that they could be in there and I'd never be able to find them. I know they get down in there a lot. And now, coming up on my left, this is an area where I found some turkeys once, and they had baby turkeys. They had half a dozen or more little baby turkeys. I don't know what you call a baby turkey. A turklet? A pullet? I have no idea. But there's nothing in there now. What's down in here? This is another little soggy, wet area. I think there's a spring right here or something, but I am not certain. This is a marshy kind of area. It's fun. Now I'm looking up the hill to my right, and there's an old farmhouse that is now used by the departments of parks and whatever, recreation. This is their northwest office or whatever. It's really just where they store all the equipment, like lawnmowers and stuff, used to keep all the parks groomed. I just noticed it stopped raining. So I've stopped walking. Now I'm looking into this wet, marshy area. It's got a bunch of reeds and cattails starting to grow. Looking for those turkeys. I do not see them. And we're almost at the end of the trail. I can see my car from here. Of course, once I get closer to my car, that's when it stops raining. Just as well. Where are my turkeys at? Okay, 20 meters from my car, I'm starting to think that maybe those turkeys made their way up into the woods. Wait, what was that sound? Maybe it was just a goose. I don't know. Sounded like more turkey action. I'm tempted to go up into the forest, but if I go up into the forest, then I will never get out if it starts raining. So, I'm at my car. I'm gonna get in. And I think that this is probably as good a time as any to take a break. So, while I'm driving back home, why don't you listen to this? Welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm your chairman. You're listening to a non-radio blah, blah, blah. I have since driven home, and it is now officially raining. Water is coming down out of the sky with some regularity. I would not say we're in the middle of a cloudburst or a thunderstorm, because the rain is kind of weak still. But it is coming down. I was kind of hoping maybe we'll have some tornadic activity. But I don't think we've got the best tornado conditions. We've got maybe. Needless to say, if this turns into a tornado show, it'll be really fun. And I'll have to go get my radios and all my equipment and start plugging stuff in. But in the meantime, we're just going to sit here and see what happens. I'm looking out my window, and there's some birds chirping like they always do right before they go to bed. But they're a little bit crazier than usual, so that's why I looked out. And oh, I see why. That neighborhood cat that likes to lurk around in my backyard and piss off my cat, Pippa hates this cat. She goes nuts whenever she sees him. This cat is out there walking around under the bushes, apparently trying to stay out of the rain. I see you, kitty. I saw on the Weather Channel, sometimes known as the Liar Channel, that we're supposed to get 1 to 2 inches overnight. And boy oh boy, would that be great for me. Because that means we got to go out and look for the mushrooms. Yes. So, I'm going to continue to pray for rain. Maybe I'll do a rain dance. I don't know what. But I want water to fall out of the sky and make my morels pop up magically out of the ground. And then I will go and I will find them. And you'll probably come with me. In non-weather news, what did I do today? Oh yeah, I watched a Champions League game. Manchester City versus Fernando Torres' team. Madrid? I don't even remember. I was watching it. It was not a super exciting game. It's the first leg of their semi-final. And it wasn't all that interesting. I think Man City only got about 3 shots on goal. They were all blocked. And the game ended in a 0-0 draw. And now next week, the second leg will be played to determine who goes on to the final. And then there's a game on tomorrow, the other semi-final. And I will watch that as well. But right now, I'm a little bit more interested in Europa League, just because Shakhtar Donetsk has made it so far, and I'm so happy. It's so awesome. Go Shakhtar. The better they do, the angrier Vladdy Putin gets. Ha ha! In other news, I have a donut. Yes. I have a donut. It's in a bag up in my kitchen. Every time I walk by there, I look at the bag and go, ooh, donut. And I'm going to eat that donut tonight. I'm going to eat that donut at about 2:30 a.m. local time. And I'm going to watch my TV, eat my donut, and drink some tea. And then shortly after that, I will try to go to bed, if there's nothing else interesting going on. And around that time, there usually isn't. The big question is, what am I going to do in the meantime? What am I going to do tonight while I'm waiting to eat my donut? Well, I will probably watch a little bit of TV. I'm not sure when my cartoons are on tonight. Wait, what day is this? Ah, yes. I think my show comes on at... The one show that I want to watch tonight comes on at midnight.
but and that's cartoons. And then there will also be a Champions League highlight show covering today's game that I will have to watch. And is there Bundesliga highlights tonight? There's something else tonight I can't remember. Maybe it's Champions League magazine show, or it might be Europa League magazine show. Huh. I should probably go check, but I don't feel like it at this time. I should check to see if there's any good movies going to be on tonight on TCM. Oh boy, last night there was an awesome one. Unfortunately, it started at 2:30, which was about when I wanted to go to bed, but I had to stay up for about an hour to watch some of it, and I didn't watch the whole thing. But guess what was on? That's right, the classic. Wait, but before I tell you, I'll give you a hint. I'm a huge fan of the gentleman thief concept. We see this in movies mostly. And I'm specifically thinking about, say, Raffles, if you're familiar with the David Niven character. Or the Pink Panther movies. That's your basic gentleman thief film. Also starring David Niven as the gentleman thief. Awesome. But I did not see any of those. There were no Raffles on. There were no Pink Panthers on. Last night, the classic, the one that, I don't want to say started them all, but truly classic, starring both John and Lionel Barrymore. That's right, now you know what I'm talking about. One of the greatest gentleman thief movies of all time, Arsène Lupin. That's right. So I watched that. So beautiful. And that's, you know, a funny coincidence, considering I played Lupin the Third music on my show not too long ago. I love Lupin the Third. He's Arsène Lupin's grandson, supposedly. And if you're not familiar with Lupin the Third, it's a Japanese cartoon that's basically the same concept. Arsène Lupin is a gentleman thief. He's the greatest thief in the world. And he goes around stealing stuff with a couple of his buddies. How fun. But anyway, yeah, that whole anime is, the concept is based on this old film, Arsène Lupin, starring the Barrymores. That's right. And you know, the biggest question I have to ask at this point is, if John and Lionel Barrymore and all the other Barrymores, Ethel Barrymore, made such great films, why does Drew Barrymore suck? Why can't she make a film worth a damn? Oh my god, we went from such brilliant classics to, you know, stuff like Charlie's Angels. Yo! Ugh. Oh, what a nightmare. I wish I could direct some movies. Hollywood needs to call me up and say, hey, you need to come out here and make some movies for us because all our movies are terrible. And I'll say, yeah, I know, but I'm not heading out there. California sucks. Your people are coming to here. We're going to make some movies in Omaha. And that wouldn't be the first time that happens. A lot of movies get made in Omaha. And if you want to see a bunch of my friends on screen, go out and get Omaha the Movie by, what's his name? What's that guy's name? He makes all the movies in Omaha. No. Alexander something. Alexander Payne. Yeah, he's an Omaha guy. And he likes to make all of his movies in Omaha. And I think Omaha the Movie was his first film. And he since has gone on to do Citizen Ruth and just boatloads of others. If you're watching a movie and it says Alexander Payne on it, it was probably made in Nebraska, if not Omaha itself. So, you know, go out and rent you some Omaha movies. They're pretty fun. And if you want to have a lot of fun, get me to do running commentary at the same time, because I can tell you where all that stuff was filmed. And if you ever come to Omaha and you've seen any of these movies, I can take you to all the places where the movies were filmed, and you can say, hey, remember that scene in blah blah blah? It was filmed right there! Won't that be fun? Yes. Yes, it will. Omaha! Omaha's awesome. I think so. I've been to a lot of other cities. they're okay. Not as awesome as Omaha. But that is, of course, just my opinion, and it's only worth what you are paying for it. So, what can I tell you? Oh, I need to make some more tea, and I think I need to get a snack. I'm a bit peckish. What do I want to eat? What do I have to eat? About all I have in the house is waffles and ham sandwiches. So I don't know. I better go find something. Anyway, we might as well start wrapping this up. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. This show airs every single day at 1930 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and each and every day for the rest of your life, because pretty soon we're going to be finding some mushrooms, and who knows what other dudes we're going to run into while we're looking for them. All right, my name's Tobe. I think I've covered all the bases here, so the only thing left for me to say is bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.